听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for joining us today. If you buy something in America and later feel dissatisfied with it, can you get your money back? The answer in most cases is yes, you can. But you have to know a few things first. For example, you need to know the company's return policy and you need to have proof of purchase, otherwise known as a receipt. Opening our word bank reveals the noun web page, as in, while on the computer, Marilyn read about the company on their web page. Next, we have the adjective original. The original plan was to have the party here, but we changed it. Okay, let's follow Jack and Laura's first conversation found at the top of the right-hand column of page 16.
Can I get a refund? Conversation A.
Hey, Jack. Look at the laptop on this webpage. It's only $499. What a great deal. I'm going to buy it.
Have you read the return policy yet?
Not yet. Let's see. You may return new, unopened items within 30 days of delivery for a full refund. Items should be in their original product packaging.
Okay, but what if you've opened the item?
For any opened laptop or desktop computer, a 15% restocking fee will apply. So I'd only get a partial refund.
Then be sure you really want it.
Hi, friends. I'm Chip.
And I'm Esther. And we're on day two of our article, Can I Get a Refund? Now, yesterday, we talked about what a refund is. If you buy something or if you have a service and you are not happy with it, you can get a refund. In most places in the United States, you can get your money back.
But it depends on some circumstances. There's often a time limit in order to get your refund. And there are some other situations that might make a refund impossible or challenging. So let's take a look at our first conversation of today's article. It's a conversation between Laura and Jack. And how does it start, Esther?
Well, Laura wants to get a laptop. She wants to get a computer that she can take around. And she says, hey, Jack, look at the laptop on this webpage. It's only $499. What a great deal. So Laura is thinking about getting a laptop, and she is online, and she sees this on a webpage. Now, a webpage is just a page on the internet. It's a site where you can read things on the internet.
Okay, and actually a website usually has many web pages, because a web page is what you would see at one time on your computer screen. We would call that a page, similar to the page of a book.
And Laura thinks it's a great deal. And if something is a great deal, it means you pay a good price for what you want to buy. It's a great deal. So she says, I'm going to buy it. It seems like she's kind of made a decision very quickly to buy this inexpensive laptop off the internet. But Jack doesn't really think it might be such a good idea. What does he say?
Well, he asks, have you read the return policy yet? That means, have you read the store's or the company's return policy, their way of dealing with returns and refunds? Have you read this yet? And Laura says, well, not yet. Let's see. And then she goes on to read.
And she reads, and for this company, their return policy is, you may return new unopened items within 30 days of delivery for a full refund. Okay, so this is very important. There is always a time limit for when you can return the product. Sometimes it's 14 days, sometimes it's 30 days, and it's rarely more than a month. So if she wants to return her laptop if she decides to buy it, then she has to return it to the company within 30 days to get a full refund. This means to get all her money back.
And it sounds like in order to get all of her money back, this product must be unopened. So that means that she cannot take the product out of the original packaging. So this is what Laura goes on to read. Items should be in their original product packaging. Now that word original is an important one for us to know.
Right. Here, original means what it first came in. So if you buy a computer or a laptop, the original product packaging is that box it came in, and perhaps there's some bubble wrap or some styrofoam around it. That's what it first came in. And Chip, it's kind of hard to buy a computer and not open it or even use it and know if it works or not, right?
Right. This does sound a little interesting. I don't know. Maybe if she decides that she doesn't like the box that it came in, or actually maybe she thought she was getting something else, and she learns from the box that actually this isn't the type of computer that I was wanting. Then maybe she could return it for a full refund.
Right, but Jack asks her a very good question. What if you've opened the item? And this is a very logical question to ask, because if she's buying a laptop, she's going to probably open the packaging right away and see what the laptop is like and try to use it. But Laura doesn't really know, because she hasn't really read the refund policy yet.
So she goes on to read, for any opened laptop or desktop computer, a 15% restocking fee will apply. So it sounds like they will charge 15% of the price in order to restock the item. Now, if you restock something, or if you stock an item, that means that you prepare it to be sold. So you might put the item on the shelf, and in this case, the company would need to repackage the item appropriately in order to sell it again.
So Laura continues and says, so I'd only get a partial refund. She won't get a full refund. She will only get part of her money back. Then Jack says, are you sure you really want it? Then you need to really be sure you want it, or maybe not buy it. Well, we'll continue on this conversation, but first let's watch today's skit and let's take a break.
May I help you?
Yes. I bought this and I'm not happy with it.
Don't worry, that happens to everyone.
I bought this here at this store yesterday. Here is the receipt.
Okay.
So, can I return it and get my money back?
Yes, you can. Uh-oh. Did you open it?
Yes, of course I opened it. That's how I knew I wasn't happy with it.
That's too bad. I can only give you a partial refund.
A partial refund?
That's right. It's opened. So you will have to pay a restocking fee.
A restocking fee?
Yes, that's our policy.
Well, I don't like your policy. I want all my money back.
Sorry, you're not getting it.
Well, I'm going to dispute this charge with my credit card company.
It won't help.
Well, how do you know?
Because you paid cash.
Oh.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back from the break. Yes, there can be a lot of little details you need to know when you attempt to get a refund. They're often called the fine print because the return policy is often written in very small letters. It makes sense, though. Businesses don't want to make it too easy for people to return what they've bought. Now, in our next conversation, Jack and Laura are in a store. Let's see what Jack wants to buy after we look at our last two keywords. The first is the noun stereo. Tim loves to listen to music on his stereo. The second word is dispute. Rex thinks he deserves a better grade, so he's going to dispute it with the school. Okay, now, conversation B begins on page 17. Please follow along in your magazines.
Can I get a refund? Conversation B. In a store.
This stereo is 35% off right now, and I have the cash on me to pay for it.
If you buy it, don't pay cash. Use your credit card.
Why? How I pay for it is no big deal.
It could be. What if something goes wrong with the stereo?
I'll return it for a refund.
But maybe the store won't give you a refund for some reason. Or maybe you'll only get part of your money back. If you charge it, you can dispute the charge with your credit card company. They may help you get your money back.
That's good thinking, Laura.
Welcome back. Our first conversation between Jack and Laura today happened probably at home, where Laura was checking the internet. But here our second conversation is happening in a store, and Jack is interested in a stereo.
And a stereo is a set of electronic equipment, usually with two speakers, and you can listen to the radio, CD, or even tape. Well, maybe not tapes anymore, with a stereo.
Right, and actually, I don't have a stereo. Actually, Esther, I just have an iPod, and we have some speakers that enable us to listen to our iPod without earphones. And actually, I think because a stereo is not portable, you can't really take a stereo around with you. I think these are less and less popular.
Yes, and usually they are kind of large too, and you need to plug into the wall. While if you have an MP3 player or portable speakers, it's much easier to use.
Right. But a stereo is apparently popular with Jack, and he's interested in buying this one because this one is 35% off right now. So that means it's 35% lower, the price is 35% lower than the original price. And he says he has the cash on me to pay for it.
So it means that he has enough money on him. If it costs 150 US, well, he has that money in his wallet and he can buy it right then and there if he wants to buy it. But Laura reminds him to not use cash. She says, if you buy it, don't pay cash. Use your credit card. Now, this is very interesting, Chip. Why would someone tell you not to use cash and use credit card instead?
Well, actually, I personally would probably prefer to use cash because I find that I spend less money in a month when I use cash. If I use my credit card, if I get into a habit of using my credit card, I usually end up spending a lot more money than normal. But here, Laura is thinking in a different way. She says, use your credit card, and Jack doesn't understand. He says, why? How I pay for it is no big deal. That means when he says it's no big deal, that means it's not important. It doesn't make a difference how I pay for it.
Right. It's no big deal. But Laura doesn't think so, and she says it could be. It could be a big deal. It could make a big difference if you're paying with cash or with your credit card. And she continues on and asks him, what if something goes wrong with the stereo? What if something goes wrong? What if it doesn't work the way you want it to work? What if there's something wrong with the buttons? What if there's a dent in the stereo? What if something goes wrong?
And actually, if this stereo is 35% off, maybe it's a cheap stereo. Is that possible? And so, yeah, the possibility that something could go wrong could be a very real possibility. So Jack says, well, I'll return it for a refund. I'll just simply take the stereo in, give it back to them, and they will give me my money back.
And Jack thinks that the company will give him the money back. Probably he thinks that they will give him a full refund, all the money back. But Laura doesn't think so. She says, maybe the store won't give you a refund for some reason. And this is really true, especially if you buy electronic items that are on sale. You have to be careful to check the return policy because often a store won't let you get a refund. They might just let you exchange the product for something else.
And she goes on to say, or maybe you'll only get part of your money back. If you charge it, if you use your credit card to buy it or to charge it on your credit card, then you can dispute the charge with your credit card company. So it sounds like having a credit card company gives the buyer a little bit more protection in a situation like this.
Right. And the word dispute means to argue with someone about something. So you can argue with the credit card company, not with the credit card company, but with the company. You can tell the credit card company, well, I bought this and they didn't want to give me a refund, so I don't want to pay for it. Then the credit card company would need to deal with the store. Now, I've never personally done this, but it seems to work, and some people use their credit card to buy things just in case they need to get a refund.
Right, and a credit card company does have a little bit more authority and a little bit more power when talking to a company like that. So I think the credit card company, using your credit card, sometimes, in at least in the States, it can give you a little bit more buyer protection.
So the credit card company may help you get your money back. So Jack says, that's good thinking, Laura. Maybe he's never thought of this, and he thinks what Laura said is a good idea. Well, that's all we have for you today. Let's visit today's chat room.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Doris. It's nice to be here today.
Today we have a conversation between Laura and Jack. And Jack says, and I quote, I have the cash on me to pay for a stereo. You know, when I hear that, I think of someone having cash somewhere on his body or clothing.
Well, Ken, that's not exactly what it means. When you say you have cash on you, it just means that you have cash with you. It could be anywhere on your body, or it could be in your purse or wallet.
So could Jack say, I have cash with me?
Yes, and that means the same thing as having cash on him.
Now, what if you don't have cash with you, but you have a credit card? Do you say, I have a credit card on me?
Well, you can say that, but it would be better to say, I have my credit card on me. It isn't just anyone's credit card, it's yours. And you can also ask someone, do you have your credit card on you?
Or you can simply say, do you have your credit card?
That's right.
I have cash on me 就等于我们中文讲的我身上有钱。这里的 on 并不是说在身体的上面。I have cash on me 也可以说 I have cash with me。但是当牵涉到信用卡时最好是加上所有格 I have my credit card on me 或是 Do you have your credit card on you? 因为一张信用卡是独一无二的所以必须要说明是谁的 credit card。So is this usage just for money? What about other objects?
Sure, you can use this for any small objects you might carry with you. You wouldn't say this to refer to large objects. For instance, you wouldn't say, I have a chair on me. Most people don't carry chairs around. And it sounds like the chair is on top of the person if you say that.
That makes sense.
Well, Ken, do you have a pen or pencil on you?
Yes, I have a pen right here.
Okay. And here are some other things you might ask people. Do you have your wallet on you? Do you have any gum on you? Do you have any tissues on you? These are all different things you can ask people.
And these are all small things that people might carry with them.
That's right.
任何可以随身携带的东西都可以用 on 来表示拥有。比如说 ,do you have a pen on you? 你身上有没有笔 ?do you have your wallet on you? 你的钱包有没有带在身上
?Well, we hope you have your notebook on you, because it's time for today's language tips.
嗨大家好我是 Michelle。首先我们看的是 original 这个形容词。Original 是指原本的或原始的。例如 ,the original design of the building was changed several times. 这栋建筑原本的设计被改了几次。或者是 ,the original inhabitants of the area were forced out by the troops. 这个区域原本的住民被部队给驱逐出去了。Original 也是指有创意的。例如 ,he is an original writer who wrote many bestsellers.他是一位很有创意的作家，创作了很多本畅销书。继续我们看的是 restock 这个动词 ，re 这个字首有再一次的意思 ，stock 是指储存或进货，所以 restock 是指重新进货或者是重新回到库存里。例如 ，We need to restock our pantry and freezer before Christmas。在圣诞节之前，我们得补充食物储藏柜和冷冻柜的食物了，或者是。The librarian spent hours restocking the shelves with the returned books. 图书馆员花好几个小时把归还的书重新归位到书架上。最后我们看的是 dispute 这个动词。dis 这个字首有分开或除去的意思。所以 dispute 是指提出质疑或者是提出反对的意见。例如 I don't dispute his enthusiasm toward his job, but I do question his qualification.我对他工作的热忱没有任何质疑，但是我质疑他工作的资格。And that's all for today's language tips. Keep up the good work, and I'll see you soon.
Can I get a refund? Conversation A.
Hey, Jack. Look at the laptop on this webpage. It's only $499.What a great deal! I'm going to buy it.
Have you read the return policy yet?
Not yet. Let's see. You may return new, unopened items within 30 days of delivery for a full refund. Items should be in their original product packaging.
Okay, but what if you've opened the item?
For any opened laptop or desktop computer, a 15% restocking fee will apply. So I'd only get a partial refund.
Then be sure you really want it.
Conversation B. In a store.
This stereo is 35% off right now, and I have the cash on me to pay for it.
If you buy it,Don't pay cash. Use your credit card.
Why? How I pay for it is no big deal.
It could be. What if something goes wrong with the stereo?
I'll return it for a refund.
But maybe the store won't give you a refund for some reason. Or maybe you'll only get part of your money back. If you charge it, you can dispute the charge with your credit card company. They may help you get your money back.
That's good thinking, Laura.
Friends, if you don't already know, you need to know about the BBB, or Better Business Bureau. If you've done business with a company and you feel it hasn't been fair or ethical, contact the Better Business Bureau and make a complaint, and they can help you find a solution. The BBB is a group of nonprofit organizations that work to maintain ethical standards in business and advertising. The Bureau exists to help both businesses and people like you, the consumers. Their website is listed there at the top of the page. We hope your visit to the American Culture Corner was educational. Next Monday, we begin our monthly Ask the Expert feature. Until then, all of us here at Studio Classroom hope you have a great weekend. Bye-bye, everyone.